The 19th day of the blessed month of Berimhat, the martyrdom of St. Aristobulus, one of the 70 apostles. On this day, St. Aristobulus, one of the 70 apostles, was martyred. He was among the group chosen by the Lord, and he sent them to preach before his passion. He received the grace of the Holy Spirit along with the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Aristobulus accompanied and preached with them the life-giving gospel, and he turned many to the path of salvation, believing in the Lord Christ, and he baptized them. He also taught them the divine commandments. The disciples consecrated him a bishop for one of the provinces in northern France called Aquitanius, and Aristobulus preached to his people, exhorted and baptized them. He taught them the divine commandments and the church ordinances. God performed numerous miracles by the hands of St. Aristobulus, which led many to the faith. Many hardships and humiliations befell him from the Jews and the Greeks, and they stoned him to death, and thus he received the crown of martyrdom. St. Paul had mentioned him in his epistle to the Romans in chapter 16, verse 10. May the prayers of St. Aristobulus be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 305 A.D., was the martyrdom of the seven saints, St. Alexander, St. Romulus, St. Valsius, and Blesius from Alexandria, Agabius from the city of Gaza, Timoleos, or Timo, from Pontus, and Dionysius from the city of Tripoli. These seven men were joined together with God's love. They went to the governor of Caesarea in Palestine and confessed the Lord Christ before him. The governor tried to befriend them and convince them to abandon their faith. But when they refused to abandon the Christian faith, he ordered that they be tormented with severe tortures. The group of saints were all martyred and received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.